Bibles and turn to Matthew chapter 24. Matthew chapter 24. I want you to look down. We're going to back up just a little bit and go back up to verse 3 and hit it at a running start here. Matthew chapter 24, and I want you to look at verse 3. The Bible says, "And he sat upon the Mount of Olives, and the disciples came unto him privately, saying, Tell us, when shall these things be, and what shall be the sign of thy coming and the end of the world? And Jesus answered and said unto them, Take heed that no man deceive you. For many shall come in my name, saying, I am Christ, and shall deceive many. And you shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. See not you be troubled, for all these things must come to pass, but the end is not yet. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be famines and pestilence and earthquakes in divers places. All of these are the beginning of sorrows." Let's bow our heads for a word of prayer. Father, we come before you now. We thank you for this time that we have to be able to come before your throne. We thank you for the Word of God, and I pray that you will give us receptive hearts. Lord, speak to us. I pray that you will give us what we have need of this very hour. Lord, I pray that you will help us to realize about the soon coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Lord, we just want to give you the honor, the glory, and the praise, and we thank you ahead of time for what you're going to do this morning. In your wonderful name we pray. Amen. Last week, we talked about the two signs that are listed there in verse 3 and verse 4, the deceivers. And then down to verse 4, we talked about the destruction. And today, I want to look at the disasters. We find this in verse 7. And also, if you will, take your Bibles and turn to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. I want us to look at the parallel passages that are found in Mark 13. And then we'll be looking over in Luke 21 here in just a moment. But if you look down to verse 8 in Mark 13, as you're turning there, I encourage you to listen and to keep your Bibles open, see what God has to say. Verse 8 says, "For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. And there shall be earthquakes in divers places, and there shall be famines and troubles. And these are the beginnings of sorrow." Almost verbatim as what was found there in Matthew. A little different in Luke, Luke chapter 21. And I want you to go down to verse 11. And the Bible says, "Great earthquakes shall be in divers places, and famines and pestilence, and fearful signs. And great signs those shall be from heaven." Now, as we look at these disasters, again, I want to give you some facts. I want to give you something that you can hold on to. And I want to give you something to show you and to prove to you what the Word of God is saying. Now, folks, we know the Word of God is true and accurate. We know that this is not simply a copy of the Word of God, but it is God's very words as He's speaking to us. And as I said at the very beginning, I believe with all my heart that Jesus Christ is coming very, very soon. And one thing we have to understand, and one thing we have to realize, we explained this last week, but let me reiterate this and so we can get this and drive this home. We talk about the second coming, we are talking about the actual coming back to this earth. The bodily coming back of this earth. Now, there will be one event that will come before the second coming. That is a rapture of the church, and that is when the Lord says, "Church, it is time to leave." We talk about church, we're talking about those who are born again. The born-again believers. And the Bible says that we will be caught up to meet with the Lord in the air. That is not the second coming, because He is not bodily, physically coming back to this earth. We will meet the Lord in the air. But folks, all of the signs point to the second coming. The actual bodily coming to this earth. I want you to understand something. If the Lord Jesus would come today, the second coming is 7 years from today. You say, what do you mean? The Bible talks about 7 years of tribulation in between. There will be 7 years that God will pour His wrath out upon this world. Folks, mark it down. Jesus is coming, and the coming is soon. It's at least 7 years away. But I want you to see this. I want you to look at these disasters. We're going to take it from Luke chapter 21 here today, and we're going to follow what God says in this particular thing. And I want you to notice the first thing. It says, "Great earthquakes shall be in divers places." The word "divers" literally means many, and in many different places. I want you to think about the idea of earthquakes. And did some looking and studying looking in. I found things out I never knew about earthquakes. And I want to share some of these things with you, and I want you to get a grasp of what God was saying here. Now, every year there are many hundreds and thousands of earthquakes. Some are very minor. Some you very rarely feel, but others are very great magnitude. In order to be considered a great earthquake, it has to be a magnitude of 5.5 or greater. Anything under 5.5 is not considered a great earthquake in the sense of calculating and different things like this. Now, it seems like this year we've already had a great number of big earthquakes. To date, we've already had, and that changes literally every day. As of last night, I checked it just last night, we've had so far 54 earthquakes this year. Expected even more today and the next day. It grows very quickly. Now, out of those 54, we've had many that have been very hard or very great. Let me give you some statistics on some of these. You know some of these, but let me just give you some facts here. We had an earthquake in Haiti on June the 12th, magnitude 7.0, 222,000 people killed, one earthquake. Chile, February 27th, 8.8, 507 killed. It was mostly not in the villages where the people were, the earthquake was at. China, April 13th, 6.9, 2,276 killed. 2 days ago, the 24th, Indonesia, 6.1, still trying to figure out how many people died. That has been just this year. I want you to see this. Just this year. God is showing us earthquakes are popping up in a greater way. Far greater we can ever imagine. Let me give you some other things that happen as a result of earthquakes. Volcanoes. But I heard about the volcano in Iceland. You know, it's interesting. That volcano in Iceland, first time it stopped travel in Europe ever. Literally, all the continent of Europe was closed down. First time ever it stopped trade as commerce was able to not be able to go back and forth. It hurt countries like the United States and other countries that ship food or ship other goods into other countries. It is recorded as of date the largest natural disaster in Europe that amounted to the most millions and billions of dollars of cost. One volcano. One earthquake that caused that volcano to erupt, and they said that that volcano has a twin brother that's even bigger and badder than that one. Now think about that. Another cause of earthquakes or tidal waves or tsunamis. We know about the different tsunamis that have happened over the world. All of these things are a result of an earthquake. An earthquake comes and destruction comes. But I want you to see something. The Bible talks about, and we're not going to take the time to turn, but the Bible talks about over in the book of Revelation that every island will flee away. And there will be even greater earthquakes as things begin to progress. When the Lord Jesus Christ comes back, the Bible talks about a great earthquake that will divide in the country of Israel. God is on the throne, and God is trying to show us what is taking place. But let me give you a little side note. I had to laugh when I heard this, and I did some studying into this, and this is actually what is taking place and what they're saying. The Muslim clerics are declaring the reason why we're getting all the earthquakes. I don't know if any of you heard this or not. It was a little tiny notice in the paper, and I saw that, but I began to do some studying and some research into what was going on. And men, it has nothing to do with you. It's all the ladies. You're the fault. Ladies, it's your fault. And here's your fault. If you were covered up properly, like you should be, from head to toe, Allah would not send the earthquakes, as what they're saying. And they are preaching to their people, women, you need to cover up so God will not send an earthquake. Folks, that's not scriptural. It's not biblical. Ladies, you should cover up, but anyway, it will not cause earthquakes. Okay?